This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris of Mile High Estate Planning. Check out their website, milehighestateplanning.com. Got a great number for you. Driving around, you can't remember it and don't have a pen. Hey, this is easy. 833-ASK-BLAKE. Well, Blake, let's discuss a couple of topics today. And, you know, a lot of times we hear terms and really don't know what they mean. And a little before the show here, you know, brought up a term about guardianship. So kind of give us some definition there of, you know, who that applies to, and then we'll get into our topic today.
Sure. So there's two types of guardianship. There's guardianship for adults, and this is when an adult becomes incapacitated, and there's one of two ways of having a guardian. You can either have a guardian because you appoint them under a financial or medical power of attorney, or you can have the court appoint a guardian. But for today's show, I want to talk about the other type of guardian, and this is a guardian for minor children. Okay. In the unfortunate event that a parent passes away before their child turns 18 years of age, you want to be sure to have a guardian appointed. And you can appoint a guardian inside your last will and testament. So when you create your estate planning documents, the most important decision that you are going to make is deciding who is going to serve as a guardian for any of your minor children until your children get to be 18 years of age. When appointing a guardian, when we appoint a guardian for our clients, we usually pick two types of guardians. There's the guardian who's going to be the permanent guardian, and this is usually a close friend or a close family member. In the event that our client's guardian, choice of guardian, lives out of state, we will also have them appoint a temporary emergency guardian who can serve until the permanent guardian comes to Colorado. So, for example, if your guardian lives up in New York, but you're concerned that you could pass away or become incapacitated, and it could take that guardian a few hours or a few days to get to Colorado to come watch your minor children,
right,
we'd also have the client, encourage the client to appoint a temporary emergency guardian. So this could be a neighbor, a friend, a babysitter, somebody who you'd be comfortable watching your children for a few hours or a few days until your permanent guardian arrived.
Right. And, you know, we all, when you probably first go through this, you think of that perfect couple or that perfect man or lady. And then, you know, maybe you designated them because you really like the wife more, but she's married to the husband. So, hey, you got to have them. But then let's say they get divorced, and then all of a sudden that may change your thing. So that'd be another reason to get back with you to figure those out and make other changes, right?
Yes. So the question of should we appoint a joint guardian for our children, generally I guide clients to the answer of no. What will happen is clients will be very comfortable with maybe the wife's sister serving as a guardian. The wife's sister may be married. They may like the brother-in-law as well. But in the event that that family got divorced, in the event that the sister and the brother-in-law marriage ended, you probably don't want that ex-brother-in-law to have any rights to your children. So what I'd recommend doing is naming just the one sister who you want to serve as guardian, and she can still share the children with her husband. But if that new couple, their marriage doesn't work out, you want the custody decision solely vested in the family member who you are most comfortable having your children, raising your children.
Yes, absolutely. Blake Harris is our guest. Once again, it is Mile High Estate Planning. Go to his website, milehighestateplanning.com. And I know I mention this every show, but it's that important. Go and read his reviews. And these are reviews that his personal clients have sat down and written about them. And Blake, as I always tell people, you know, people are very quick to write something if they're unhappy. But boy, for people to take the time when they're absolutely ecstatic with your services and very happy, I mean, that just goes to show it really meant a lot to them with the services you provided.
And I appreciate your words, and I appreciate every word you, and I appreciate the reviews. And I find that doing a good job for clients is the best marketing that my firm does.
Yes, sir.
When it comes, and I find that the other thing that clients like is knowing what they're getting into and not being surprised with what the fees are. Overall, our fees are very competitive. We offer very affordable estate planning, but we also will, at the very beginning of engagement, quote a flat fee price for our clients. So instead of billing hourly, where clients have to kind of guess what they're going to end up getting charged, and then they are surprised later to find out that their bill is potentially more, or in some cases less, but potentially more than they thought it was going to be, mm-hmm. they can avoid that by working with our firm, getting flat pre-pricing. They'll get the estate plan just as they hoped, and then after that is taken care of, then we've built a client base of some very happy customers, and that's how we've done it.
Absolutely. Once again, it's Mile High Estate Planning, and the number, easy to remember, 833-ASK-BLAKE. Now, I know it's 833, but just want to remind you, Blake, it is local, right downtown, has a beautiful office there, and while we're talking about that, there is free, convenient parking that is extremely close, so very convenient to get to. If you're more comfortable still meeting by Zoom or something like that, Blake certainly offers that for appointments, but it's always a free consultation. But you got to make the call, 833-ASK-BLAKE. Ask Blake. All right, Blake, you know, we've talked about this some shows, and boy, when people hear it, they're kind of shocked, but I'm telling you, it makes so much sense, and you're the first person I've ever heard to say this, about leaving money to your children.
Yes, yes, I've said it over and over. Rule number one of estate planning, do not leave your money to your children. If you leave your money to your children, they could end up losing it. And so while we're talking about planning for minor children, let's talk about keeping our children safe from their own inheritance.
Yep.
I've never met anyone who inherited a large sum of money before the age of 25 and said, that was a good thing that happened to me. So in addition to naming a guardian for your minor children, I also encourage our clients to name a trustee, another family member or friend, or we can put them in touch with a professional trust officer or bank that will manage money on behalf of the children until the children are old enough to manage that money themselves and properly spend and invest their inheritance.
Sure, and you know, we've seen this. I mean, we do shows with a personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesch, and Kevin mentions lawsuits all the time, and there are many accidents out there that are caused by or involved in minor children.
Yes, yes. There's lots of different reasons that an individual could get sued at any age. Right out of school, you could be a poor driver and cause a car accident. You could also have a medical illness that causes you to spend through a great portion of your assets. As a child gets a little bit older, they could have a business that fails, or they could have a divorce that they go through. So protecting your children from their inheritance is very important. And another way to do this is to be sure to include special needs trust provisions inside of your revocable living trust, so that if you have a child or grandchild that is disabled or becomes disabled, they're able to continue to enjoy their inheritance without having to spend it down in order to continue to qualify for government benefits. So we want to protect our children from their own spending through their own inheritance too quickly or being forced to spend it down in order to qualify for government benefits. And then we do allow our children at a certain age, typically around age 25, age 30, or in some cases age 35, to take over management of their trust. Once they take over management of their trust, they have pretty liberal access to the money. They can spend it. They can choose their trustee and pretty much spend it as they want, but they still get lifetime protection from outside parties. So step one, pick a guardian. Step two, pick somebody to manage money on behalf of your children until they reach a certain age. And then step three, assuming that the child is on track to be able to be financially responsible, then allow them to choose their trustee and gain access to their money.
Yeah, and all I'm simply going to say is it makes so much sense because, like you said, I've never met anyone in my life either that, you know, and I've heard of stories, people getting this, and boy, in just a few years, they're broke, and, you know, they've helped other friends, different things, and no matter what they've done with it, it is wasted and gone when that parent really intended for that to really help them through their life.
Yes, that is certainly true in many circumstances. An inheritance can hurt an individual. You certainly don't want to hurt your children by leaving them money.
Right.
And Blake, improperly.
Yeah, just to wrap up today's segment with you, I got a call in and someone says, hey, you know, we're not ready to do the whole estate planning and all that, but we would. They have heard you talk about the medical power of attorney, financial, and kind of get the medical side in order so in case something happened. Is that something someone can just do a la carte with you?
Sure. I mean, we do offer various estate planning packages, something as simple as a set of incapacity documents. We've done that for clients. Generally, clients will come in for a will or a trust, and then we'll include the financial power of attorney, the medical power of attorney, the HIPAA authorization, and the living will with their other estate planning documents. But if clients are interested in a la carte service, we're certainly amenable to working under whatever arrangement our clients are most comfortable with.
All right. Once again, it is Attorney Blake Harris. You're listening to Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Mile High Estate Planning, milehighestateplanning.com. I'm telling you, if you will go on, folks, and read the reviews, you will see why we love having Blake as our exclusive estate planning attorney. And Blake, I just want to mention this to in our wrap up here, because rarely can firms say this. This is all you do is estate planning.
Yes, we are 100% estate planning focused. Myself and my team of attorneys, we do everything estate planning, simple wills, revocable trust, planning for minor children, reducing nursing home costs through the use of a trust. But we don't do anything beyond estate planning, so no car accidents, divorces, criminal matters. We're exclusively 100% estate planning focused.
All right. Well, Blake, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, sir, and we will look forward to our next visit.
Sounds good, Scott. Always a pleasure being on the show.
All right, you as well. That's Blake Harris. Protect your legacy. 833-ASK-BLAKE, milehighestateplanning.com. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Again, thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelpradio.com. Again, it used to just be haystackhelp.com, but we switched it over to radio. That way we've got all our podcasts and our referral list there just on one website for you. So be sure and check that out, haystackhelpradio.com. Well, John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy, and it's always great to have John in studio. And, John, I tell you, it's amazing to me if, you know, you look at businesses that go in and out of business, but man, you guys have built quite the force here in the financial world, all around the world. and just done a tremendous job in helping people.
You know, we really have. For more than 20 years, we've been educating people, making people better, mm-hmm. More confident investors, understanding how the markets really work. And it's been one of our core missions, really, to be the premier financial educator worldwide, and it's something we've worked at very hard for more than 20 years.
Right. And you know what's great about it, and we've talked about this in past segments, is that, you know, you're not looking for people that have, you know, financial degrees and everything. If, hey, you can operate a computer a little bit, we've said that helps. But, you know, no matter what your age, I mean, this is really something that you can get into.
You know, it's trading investing is a skill like anything
sure.
else. You know, it can be developed, you have to have some computer skills. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about that. You have to have some aptitude. Some discipline. You have to be coachable. If those sound like you, you know, this is something that you could consider doing.
Right, and you know, you got to work at anything to be successful.
Absolutely,
take some work.
Yeah, you get what you put out,
mm-hmm.
put in. That's true about trading. It's true about everything.
Absolutely. Well, I went to your website, found a couple of
students.
Testimonials. Has your mind ever gone blank on live radio? Yes, it has. So testimonials here. But here's a couple I just wanted to read real quick. Online Trading Academy provides you with a true perspective of how markets really work. So I want to, let me read these and I want to go back and break them down a little bit. But how markets really work. No matter your learning preference, Online Trading Academy has a style to fit most educational formats. I appreciate the ability to be able to learn through online forums and further reinforce those lessons with hands-on approach there in the class. So when we talk about how markets really work, kind of break that down and talk about how your instructors convey that.
You know, I think the biggest thing is there's a ton of misinformation about how markets really work, and it really leads to people making poor decisions. And that's one of the things that we're going to really address strongly in this free class that we have, in the free two-hour class.
Sure.
We're going to teach them, number one, how the markets really work, what makes them go up, why they drop, and we're going to show them how to avoid some of the really costly mistakes that many people are making, all too many people make.
Absolutely.
That really keep them from having any chance of success.
Man, if we as students can learn from those mistakes, sounds like less expensive for us.
Well, it's always better to learn from other people's mistakes rather than having to make them yourself.
No doubt. Here's another one I want to bring up to you. I came into this program not knowing a single thing about trading or even if I liked it, and came out of the course not only enjoying it, but knowing all I need to know about the basics of effectively placing a trade and being confident in doing so, which speaks volumes about the effectiveness of the program. Love it. So let's go back and hit a couple of key points there. Didn't know anything.
You know, we will teach you, you know, the process. You have to be willing to learn, obviously.
Sure.
That's a prerequisite.
Right.
It is a process. It's a skill, just like anything else, that people can develop over time. And it's, I love it. For me, it's enjoyable. And it mm-hmm. might not be for everybody, but I love the challenge, and I love the markets. I've been in them most of my life, and they've been a big part of my life. And I'm just excited to get out there and trade.
So. Sure. And, you know, when it says also learning the basics, effectively placing a trade, and then being confident. I mean, hey, it's all better. You go take some golf lessons, you can hit a ball better. And, I mean, it's just everything.
You still have to practice.
Yeah, you still got to practice, though. And, I mean, why do you think the pros, some of them don't make the cut,
right.
And they just won the tournament a week ago? It's you got to go through the work.
Yeah, it is. You know, everything in life is you know, you got to put in the work to make things work. But we have a great process. We have really good at explaining how the markets work in common terms that people can understand. We can talk about some of the things that are necessary to get in the markets as well if you haven't been in the markets. And it's just a really good way to increase your knowledge and become a more confident investor.
Right. Now, we've mentioned this in some of our segments, and John's kind enough to offer this for us again. This is now basically about a two-hour class, and John has offered some free passes for us. So, hey, all you got to do is call 303-217-4511, and this is going to be a two-hour class that you will learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident, as we just talked about, and knowledgeable investor. But you've got to make the call. Now, seating is limited, of course, with the COVID thing going on. Seating is limited, and they're practicing all the things that they need to keep you safe there at the class. You can visit TradingAcademy.com as well for more information. But just call. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, 303-217-4511. And John, we've mentioned this before, but just kind of go through briefly kind of what's involved in that class.
Yeah, I think the key thing is we're going to talk about certain things at a minimum that you need to have to even get started investing. Okay. And then we're going to talk about the 10 most common mistakes that prevent people from having any chance of success, things that you can fairly easily avoid. And we're going to talk about some strategies to do that as well.
Okay. All right. The number is 303-217-4511. Again, seating is limited, so these fill up very quickly. But I hope you'll call right now and reserve your spot for this free two-hour class. What's changed the most? I mean, you've been doing this how long now?
Quite a while. I started trading professionally in 1987 on the Chicago Board Options Exchange, and I did that for... I traded for 25 years on the various exchanges in Chicago. I traded on the CME as well, traded futures and options. So I guess that was, what, is that 30-some years?
30-some years, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, 40, wow. Maybe. No, 30-some years. I don't want to make myself older than I am. But it's been really my avocation. My life's work has been trading and investing. In the last 8 years, I've been running the center here in Colorado. And I love, you know, introducing the trading and investing world to people. There's tremendous opportunities, and there's opportunities to make mistakes. And we want to teach people, make them more confident so they can avoid those mistakes and help them, you know, develop the skills that they need.
Right. And your students, I mean, man, you've told me, you know, throughout the years, I mean, when I say all walks of life, I mean every vocation just about that's ever out there, your students do, don't they?
Yeah, we have a very wide variety of people that are, that are interested in the markets. It's and it's more so, it's more, especially now with all the free trading apps people mm-hmm. are getting involved, most of them don't know what they're doing, and the results show it. And we'll try to... You know, obviously we want to help people, you know, understand a process that they can go through to give them more confidence and give them more skills when they're trading in the market.
Right. And we've talked about this before. You try to teach everybody when to buy, when to sell. Because most time if a friend calls you and go, man, you ought to get in on this stock, most time that's already too late time we hear about it, isn't it?
It really is. And like I said, we've got a, you know, we've developed a process that we use to identify, and it's all about probability, right? Mm-hmm. So you never really know. There's no such thing as a sure thing for sure in the financial markets. It's a sure thing you're going to have some winners and some losers,
right,
if you trade enough, right? But you obviously want to develop a strategy that gives you an opportunity to have more successes than failures.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And it's really about a percentage game, and there's a lot to it. One of the biggest things is risk control. We talk a lot about that. That's really important. People think that trading is risky, and it can be, particularly if you're not good with your risk control.
Yep, absolutely. So once again, this is a free two-hour class, all right? And again, you're going to learn how the markets really work, making you a more confident, knowledgeable investor. But you've got to make the call, 303-217-4511. And I just mentioned you heard John here on the show, and they will get your spot reserved. You can visit their website at tradingacademy.com. Now, let's say somebody comes to your class here and, gets involved, and maybe they do some other courses that you have offered.
Sure.
And then they move, you know, maybe, you know. But you've got quite a few centers in the United States where people can go.
We do. Most major cities in the U.S. have a online trading academy. And plus, we deliver a lot of our education. I always prefer it in person and
sure.
in the classroom. But we do have classes available online that, you know, for people that, if they live, you know, if, so let's say you lived, you know, in the mountains or lived in, you know, in a smaller community a long ways from Denver, you know, they can still actually take the classes online as well, although I still prefer the in-person ones. But
sure.
We do offer, we offer education in a variety of ways.
Yeah. And, boy, the internet has just changed that whole world, didn't it?
It's changed everyone's world. It's really amazing. I've got three kids, and all of them were born post-internet, so they don't have it. When I talk about growing up and not having an internet, they kind of look at me like, how is that possible?
Right. We were, real quick, I was in Dallas last week and saw a high school teacher that we had, and I said, see there, you didn't tell us the truth about things. And she said, what? And I said, you said we weren't always going to have a calculator with us. And we do, right there on our phone.
It's really amazing. You know, I mean, the world has changed. The opportunities have changed. You know, when I was talking about when I first got started, you needed to be on the exchange floor to have really good access to prices. Now anybody can have an app and you can get prices on your phone. Although I'd rather to get them on a full-size computer. But it's just amazing what's available out there and the opportunities that people have, both good and bad.
Absolutely.
You know, if you don't know what you're doing versus if you do know what you're doing. Because ultimately the money tends to go to the skilled professional rather than the unskilled novice.
Absolutely. Hey, think back. In January, when you made those New Year's resolutions and you wanted to change your financial world, how you doing on that? All right. If you're like most of us, we forgot about those resolutions. This is your chance right now where you can make a difference, hopefully, in your financial world. It's a two-hour class, absolutely free, and John could charge for this in a heartbeat, $500-$700, and again, be fine in doing so because of what you're going to get here. But it's 303-217-4511. All you have to do is call, mention you heard John here on Haystack Help. They'll get you a spot reserved. And for more information, you can visit their website at tradeacademy.com. 303-217-4511. And John, as always, pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence, and have to make a unanimous decision will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DndTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have back in studio a couple of our favorite ladies, Dr. Melanie Bond and Caitlin Ornis from Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine. So, Caitlin, good to see you.
Nice to see you as well. Thanks for having us again.
Dr. Vaughn, always good to see you as well.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. And, man, you know, we were able to touch on a few of the things that you guys do in our first couple of shows with you. So it is good to have you back. And most of our segment today, we're going to talk about a special event that is coming up this coming Tuesday. So, Caitlin, why don't you just take a minute and kind of tell us what all's going on?
Absolutely. So we have partnered up with several different local businesses, mainly in the health sector with health and wellness. This focus on Tuesday is going to be kind of a holistic mind-body approach where we actually hired a very talented yoga instructor who has graciously accepted to come kind of help with just the community feel, everyone feeling better. I hear these stories time and time again of everyone's just kind of bogged down, they're exhausted. And I realized the potential of we kind of working with these companies to get people mentally okay, physically okay, and combining both of them, I think is going to be really kind of a neat project. Mm. It's a new one for us, but we actually are opening up the slots for 15 participants. Okay. It's completely free to the community. Just a way to kind of get together and share experiences. Of course, there will be safety guidelines, so masks and social distancing will be enforced. Okay. But we will be outside and just kind of really ultimately just getting the community together and let's kind of share these stories so we don't feel so isolated and alone of just overwhelmed and exhausted lately.
Sure. And, you know, you mentioned people being bogged down. I just sent a text this morning to a gentleman, a doctor I do a show with in Dallas, and we're on tape a little show a little later, and I said, you know, he goes, what do you want to talk about? And I go, let's talk about nobody feeling good. Because you know what? You don't meet anybody, and Dr. Bond, you can, I mean, when's the last time you think about, you said to yourself, you woke up, I feel great. and even when you got home, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night, whatever. I feel great. When's the last time you felt that and was able to say that to yourself? And I tell you, it's been such a, you know, life itself is tough, of course. And, of course, all we've been through with all the stress with COVID and all the different, you know, nightmare that brought everybody. But I tell people, too, you know, you're either going to invest in your health when the doctors give you a bad report and you're going to end up investing in your health, or you can do some things now to invest in your health to maybe keep from getting a couple of bad reports, right?
Absolutely. I think the key is to be not so reactive, but be proactive in your health. And you're absolutely right. It is an investment. Everybody works hard for their money, and it is an investment. But I heard a doctor once say, and I thought it was pretty brilliantly put, where you're going to pay for your health whether you do it now or later. Mm-hmm. That's just the fact of life. So absolutely, I think taking time to get yourself armed and your immune system strong, that takes some actual effort and time and an investment most of the time.
Sure. All right, so how do people be one of your guests Tuesday?
So we have several different options. We do need RSVPs, obviously, right, for space, but they can go to our website or email us, at info@3aspens.com. And just a quick little email saying, hey, this is my name, this is my phone number, and I'd love to join. And that's pretty much as easy as it gets. Of course, we always would take phone calls, too. And our phone number is 303-683-4000. Whether you get one of our lovely staff members, or you can always leave a voicemail and I will give a confirmation email saying your spot is reserved.
Right. Now, I realize every listener is going to go, how could you not know what yoga is? Now, I've heard yoga and I know it's stretching and, you know, I don't know, do you sit around? What does yoga really do?
Well, I'm definitely going to be speaking out of context, considering I'm not formally trained in yoga. So
me neither, so we're even.
The whole approach to yoga is a holistic approach. Your mind and body are one, and yoga is a coming together and bringing those closer together, meaning if you are healthy physically, but you're mentally bogged down, it's not going to be in sync. So this is kind of the marriage between the two in a holistic approach. Of course, there's stretching, and, you know, I'll be the first one to say, you see him stretching, you're like, how could that be a good workout?
Right.
Well, I dare you to try it, because it is. It's an absolute good workout. It's can be anywhere from beginner level to advanced, low impact, kind of good exercises, and then they incorporate that meditation kind of into it. So you can see everything from these, you know, the gongs and the bells and the chimes, but really what it's about is just relaxing.
Right. Once again, this is Three Aspens Regenerative Medicine, and Caitlin is with us, and also Dr. Melanie Bond. This will be this Tuesday, the 6th, from 7 to 8 a.m.
Yes, all right, sir.
And where do they go to?
So we're going to be at Timberline Park off of Timberline Road.
Okay.
So it is kind of tucked in to a neighborhood, so that way we have a nice big field to work with. But it's in Highlands Ranch. It's off of Quebec and University, where it turns into Lincoln.
Right. Okay. All right. That's right by my house. Okay, cool. All right. So Timberline Park. And all you have to do, we need you to do one of these two things, though, okay? Either email them and tell them you're going to be there, info@3aspens, and spell out 3, T-H-R-E-E, aspens.com. Or you can give them a call, 303-683-4000. All right, Dr. Bond. So as you have been helping people here, you know, since you guys have been in business, and this whole regenerative medicine, and now a lot with hormones and all the immune system and all the things, I mean, what are you hearing from patients? Because it seems like most people I talk to are very fed up with just the regular medical doctor, their primary care doc. They go in, you know, they don't really ask them, you know, what, they don't really look for why something's happening. You know, they're just like, okay, this is your symptom. So here's this pill, or here's this surgery, or here's this, you know, drug that you're going to be on forever, you know, that's probably going to have a lot more adverse reactions. But, I mean, what do you hear from clients and everything? Are they frustrated?
Absolutely. And one of the more common things that I keep hearing from patients is that perhaps their primary care doctor may have done labs on them, certain labs, but they were all, quote, normal. And so the physician's like, you're fine. You know, but the patient's still like, but I'm miserable from a clinical standpoint. And so they can't figure out why they can't lose weight is one of the top reasons that patients come see us, is that they have already tried exercise. They've tried restricting their caloric intake, which isn't necessarily the answer in itself, and multiple things, yet they can't build muscle mass or tone their arms or legs or abdomen. You know, these spots are very popular to target. And they also have too much fatigue to actually want to work out and do strength training. So, you know, getting to optimal health is a combination of all of those factors, nutrition and also strength and cardio training. And those aren't the same. And a lot of people misinterpret them as being the same, actually.
Right.
Like, there's one patient that we have tells me that he does a lot of strength training with weightlifting and certain types of exercises, but he does no cardio at all. And I don't think he realizes that you have to do both.
Yeah.
And it actually causes certain reactions in your body to take place that don't take place unless you do that. Mm-hmm. You cannot mimic that.
Sure.
With a, you know, battery-powered machine you have wrapped around your abdomen or something
No. What I like, you know, really about your office, you go in some offices and, you know, it's packed out and, you know, you're kind of a number, so to speak, and, you know, you may sit there and, boy, in 10 minutes they're back out the door. You know, that's not what I see when I come in your office. You know, I see you guys, you know, really taking time with your patients. And, you know, that, and Caitlin, maybe you can talk about it, or both of you can, just kind of what that first visit is even like. Hey, one, to see if you can be of help to them, see if they're ready to do some of the changes that, you know, and see if their expectations are being set properly. But kind of talk about what maybe an initial consultation even looks like.
Absolutely. Well, usually everybody picks up the phone for a doctor's visit, even especially if not primary care for some reasons, whether or not, and they have some expectation or there is something that's bothering them. I don't know many people that will just call and just come in because they're bored. So the first visit really starts with really simple. We need to see where their levels are. Everybody is individual. Everybody has their own individual goals, obstacles, and environment that either supports their changes or hurts their change or hinders their progress. So when they come in, really, it's just, and it varies with patient to patient.
Sure.
Some want to discuss their goals right away, and they lay out their expectations a lot. You know, I want this, I want this, I feel like this. Some of them are like, I don't know. I just don't feel good. I'm tired. Why am I taking naps and still tired? And so the first thing is to get their blood drawn. We need to see where their levels are. Mm-hmm. In that kind of conversation, we kind of discuss with them, hey, you know, these are realistic expectations. These are goals. And we're going to work with it with you as a team.
Sure.
This is not a one-way dialogue. What I think traditional medicine, some patients are used to, it's you say what's wrong. The doctor says this, 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 case closed. Even though you're walking out thinking,
I'm
holding more. I'm confused. So it's really just identifying the needs of the patient. And we want to get to know them. We want to know, we can tell you all day long what scientifically research-based is going to help you. But if we don't know you as a person, might as well just be throwing random papers at them because they may have obstacles that we don't even know about. Why haven't they reached these goals?
Sure.
Why did they get in this spot in the first place? So the first visit's really kind of easy. I know I say blood drawn. People, some really just get nervous right away, but it's a conversation. And we're here to help you. What are your goals? And we're going to put out a treatment plan for you. So it could be as short as a blood draw, and then we have the consult after you see your results. Or a lot of the time patients really are just, they're excited. They pulled the trigger. They made the call, and they're there.
Yeah.
And so we just jump right into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Once again, this is 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. Don't forget now, next Tuesday, the 6th, from 7 to 8 a.m., mind-body approach. All right, it's going to be fun at Timberline Park. You got to email info@3aspens.com and just spell out the word 3, info@3aspens.com, or give them a call, 303-683-4000. 3 Aspens Regenerative Medicine. Ladies, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to our next visit.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David C. Sean of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being with us today. Glad to have Alan Stack back in studio with us. Stack Optical.
Great to see you,
Scott. My little tagline I made up. Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. Don't you like
that? I love it.
Oh, yeah. All right. located at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Their number 303-321-1578. And it is always good to see you, Alan. Man, I tell you, interesting several months, sir.
Oh, my God, working in these masks. Ugh. You know, people look at you and you're trying to explain something. They go, are you mad at me? No, I'm not mad at you.
I'm trying to breathe and talk at the same time. Yeah.
But, you know, when you only have your eyes to work with.
Sure.
When you're trying to communicate, it's difficult.
No, absolutely.
We've had to change everything we do.
Yeah. And everybody keeps saying, I wonder what the new normal will be. And I don't even know when we will know what the new normal will
exactly.
be. It has been just crazy when you look at things, you know, from a financial standpoint, medical standpoint, social standpoint. I mean, again, we can all say we've never seen anything like this hit at
right.
one time.
Right.
It's just crazy. But you know what? One thing we do know, you got to take care of your eyes. And you know what? If you need glasses, you got to go to someone like Stack Optical. Let me rephrase that. You got to go to Stack Optical. That way you'll get the personal care that you deserve. And Alan, how many years now?
Oh, let's see. We've started in 68, so we've just celebrated 52 years in business, and I've been there 40 of them.
Wow.
So it's long, long haul.
Yeah. And, man, when you talk about seeing families, I do a show with a family doctor in Dallas, and he said, you know what, I get the whole life cycle from kids, then their kids, and their kids. Same thing with you. You've been treating a lot of the same family lines for a long time.
And, you know, and because of that, you know, we've been around for so long, people depend on us. You know, when it came down to shutting down, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Marilyn and I just, we're going to keep this open. Yeah, sure. We masked up and so forth, and we changed some procedures. But you wouldn't believe how many emergencies we saw.
Really?
Broken glasses. You know, we even did eye exams. Because, you know, a lot of these are frontline workers.
Mm-hmm.
They had no place to go. All the opticals were closed.
Well, that's true. I never thought about that.
You know, so, you know, staying through it, and yeah, it helped us. We did a lot of free stuff for a couple months, but
sure.
All those people are coming back because they really appreciated what we did.
Yeah, no doubt, just to be there when they needed you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. We've always talked about, you know, the importance of eye exams, so I want to touch on that a minute here because in doing a show with this doctor, man, he's talked a lot about the eye and what you can see through it and
right.
other health problems, which you've talked about for years with us, but just kind of talk about that, the importance of getting those exams.
Yeah, and the thing is some people were putting it off one because they thought we were closed, you know, but a lot of places weren't doing that. Well, the problem is if you don't diagnose some of this stuff early, it can develop into something that can't be cured.
Sure.
So it is important to get those routine eye exams, especially as we get older.
Right.
You know, we can diagnose stuff earlier.
I'll tell you, and I've been telling, I think one thing this pandemic has done has made everybody a little more in tune with their health. And you know what? They start feeling anything weird,
right.
go get it checked out. Because
right.
all these underlying conditions, I don't want any of those.
Right. And, you know, a lot of the places are actually safer now than they've ever been.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
You Good know, I mean, it was constant cleaning and with the masks. I mean, this is the first winter, spring, and summer that I didn't have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I always get a cold. Not this year.
Right.
You know, and I talk to a lot of people the exact same way. Well, one, we're just cleaner. We're washing our hands all the time.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Once again, Alan Stack is with us, Stack Optical. They're located 2233 South Monaco Parkway. And, Alan, I look back and I think about when you had to move, and, man, you were, like, pulling your hair out and sad, and I get all that. But, man, now when you look at where you are and the convenience for people, parking,
yeah.
I mean, beautiful showroom.
And it's really easy to get to. You don't have to deal with Cherry Creek anymore.
Yeah.
And Cherry Creek, you know, it was different when Dad moved in there in the 60s. But, boy, you know, the last 10, 20 years, that's really become a nightmare down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, apparently, our old building is gone. And it's just a parking lot.
Oh, really? I haven't been by there since you
left. I drove by there, and it's just a parking lot. They haven't done any building there. And but to be, you know, centrally located over on Monaco and Evans like that, it's, you know, we're only a mile and a half from the highway,
right?
From I-25 heading east. So
yeah, very
it's very, very convenient to get to. And I've had a lot of folks come in. They haven't seen me in 10 or 15 years. They go, Al, we were so happy you moved out of there. That's why we're back.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we didn't want to deal with Cherry Creek.
No, absolutely. Park, and I mean, literally feet from the door, you can park and walk in.
Yeah.
No stairs, no nothing, just get out of your car and walk through the door. So that's cool. All right, let's talk about the Stack Sports Pack. And Alan does this very, very well, has for a number of years now, and keeps improving on things with it. And he talks about this on our Haystack Help Show as well as Sportsman of Colorado. But it's really just glasses that will enhance your activities in the outdoors. That's a great way to put it.
Exactly. You can get different lenses for the same frame, and it takes seconds to switch them out. You know, it's like with golf, you know, you get yourself a really good brown pair of polarized lenses, you're going to find that ball a lot quicker than you are with a pair of gray lenses. And why? Because gray lenses will darken those shadows. Well, brown allowed you to cut through it and see your ball. That's just one lens. Another one, you could, you know, if you're going to do a lot of driving, then gray polarized. It doesn't distort color for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, have a pair for that. And then, you know, if you're, you know, an old-time shooter with the iron sights, and, you know, you're in your 50s and 60s, it's a little hard to see the front sight.
Sure.
Well, I've designed a lens that'll help with that. You know, you just put that lens in when you're going to be doing that for target shooting and so forth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because it is fun to shoot, but it's also fun to hit what you're shooting at.
I mean, it's one thing you should be practicing with whatever you're wearing all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you want to go out and target shoot, and you want to be good. Well, this helps.
Right.
You know, having one of those type of lenses in there.
So when you talk about, is everybody just so different? But if you had to say, hey, for most people, maybe we could say it like that, these four tinted lenses, colors of lenses, is everybody.
Yes, everybody perceives color differently.
Right.
You know, some people just prefer brown for everything.
Right.
And there's other folks that really prefer the gray. It's just, golfing is a, one thing where gray just doesn't work well. Mm-hmm. There are some people out there swear by it, but you know, being a golfer,
sure,
yeah, the brown works the best.
Right.
But for all around glasses, yeah, some people just really prefer gray or brown or even the G15. You know, a quick story on that G15, that's the green color. That came out in World War II, so pilots could tell the difference in type of clouds. And that's where G15 came from.
Okay.
And we still do a lot of that, too.
Wow. It's a Stack Sports Pack. Now, if you are going in the store and you, as Alan just mentioned, hey, you're a shooter and you'd like to take your firearm in there to let Alan take a look and see how you are aiming that, please do us a couple of favors. One, when you call to make an appointment, make sure Alan's going to be there. And number two, check and double check that your firearm is unloaded. All right?
That's right.
That helps a lot. So but all you have to do is call 303-321-1578 and just mention you heard Alan here on the show, and they will get you in and get you fixed up there. And also, if you're looking to for an appointment with your doc, be sure and
You want to call and make an appointment to see the doc. Doc's there a few days a week, and we'll get you in. Something else I wanted to mention, since all this, we were having a lot of inventory issues. Well, that's all solved. We've got brand new inventory in there, and everything's stocked up. So,
how do you stay? Now, normally, I know you would go to shows, you would go to different things.
Right.
But now, last 6 months, you know, but I mean, what's it been like now, just trying to, again, stay on top of the trends?
Doing virtual seminars. They've been, you know, a lot of the different magazines and so forth, and you know, we had our annual shows in Vegas in September and the other one in March. Well, when they canceled those, they still did a lot of virtual things with the different companies, and you know, I've done some virtual education and that kind of stuff to keep up on the current trends and the current technology. I mean, lenses are still advancing.
Sure.
You know, we've really been improving our progressives. They're much cleaner designs. It's a digital progressive. And, you know, there's a new term out, as worn. You know, when the doc does a refraction on you, it's perpendicular to your eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't wear our glasses like that. We wear them slightly tilted and wrapped.
Gotcha.
Well, now with computerized grinding, we can calculate what that difference is. That just makes a much cleaner design lens.
Sure. Now, let's talk about the frame on the Stack Sports Pack. What's that made of?
Oh, no, that's what's really cool. Is
they're so flexible. What I like about them, you know, sometimes I'll just put them on, but then I'm like, man, I may have to jog over here a little bit to get to where I'm going to get real quick to get to the animal or whatever I'm doing. And, boy, and I can bend those things around my ear real quick. I can tighten them on my nose real quick. And
yeah, it's a rubberized material that they use on the bridge and the temple ends. so that, and there's a metal in there that's got some flexibility to it. So that's what allows you to be able to go ahead and adjust it a little bit tighter if you're going to be active. What's really neat about that bridge is done the same way. So on the shooting lens, you can customize the height of that aiming part of the lens, you know, the upside down bifocal that I use.
Right.
Depending on which weapon, if all of a sudden you're going to be using your scopes, you don't want that in your way. So you can pinch in the bridge and lift it up out of the way, and you're using your distance.
Sure. Now, since you've moved, man, again, great new showroom, all that, you've had some growth, and you've got a couple of new staff members.
Yes.
Tell us about them.
Yeah, I have Bob and Tim. Tim's got 27 years in the business, and Bob's got 37 years. I was lucky to find them. And if I'm not there, they're there.
Right.
So we're still open 6 days a week. You can get an appointment anytime.
And I tell you, I love your doc. I mean, he's been there for several years. And, I mean, boy, he's very thorough and makes it easy. I mean, nobody sits there likes it. One, two, two or one, three or two, four or five. But, I mean, he is thorough. And, man, when you walk out of there, you go, you know what? That was a good eye exam.
Yeah, you know, I see a lot of prescriptions from all over town.
Right.
But one thing I notice about his is we don't get the doctor's changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very rarely do we have to remake. And, you know, because he's thorough in that eye exam. You know, he's been doing it 40 years.
Sure.
You get pretty darn good at it.
Absolutely. And still a great price for those.
Right, $69.
$69. Wow.
And yeah, I've been pricing that around, and they're going anywhere from $100 to $200 for eye exams. It's...
Well, if you're in time to get an eye exam, give the office a call. Let them know you heard Alan here on KLZ 560. 303-321-1578 is the number. And once again, the address, 2233 South Monaco Parkway. Alan, we've talked about this for years with you, but, you know, I've had one gun store friend of mine. He ended up, you know, closing in January before all this hit, you know, because gun sales were just slow. There were a lot of things going on. And then, wow, little did he know. But a lot of people are ordering online guns, getting them sent to him, then paying a $35 transfer fee, going through the background check, and he just couldn't survive on that. So my reason for bringing up the Internet is this. Man, especially these last 6 months, boy, the Internet's been bombarded. But what would the Internet not do for you when it comes to good eyewear?
That's really interesting you brought that up because, you know, I've been talking to, you know, we've had so many new clients over the last few months. And they'll bring that up. They bring up the big box stores. They're just tired of that mentality.
Mm-hmm.
They want somebody who cares. They're searching out mom and pop operations now. You know, the Internet, Jesus, you know, they think this is just a product that you can buy on the, they don't realize there's a lot behind that. There's a lot of service. There's a lot of expertise in designing those. Talking to the patient, making sure that, you know, you're listening. You know, they're talking about, hey, I drive for a living. I'm going to use a completely different lens than somebody who's in an office all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can customize their lenses depending on what they do. You know, on the Internet.
When you say you can customize them, we mean you can customize them. You got your own lab.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So we're not just saying you can send them off to get it done.
Right.
You can do it.
And that's the other thing is, you know, we were hearing stories it was taking a week or two to get glasses. You know, one thing that hasn't changed is 3 or 4 days. We've been offering that for years, and it still hasn't changed.
Oh, great. Well, Alan, hey, I hope we can get some folks in there for you to, one,
I appreciate
get them for some better health and get their eyes checked out and get some new glasses. And, folks, listen, check out the Stack Sports Pack. And we didn't mention, but, hey, see a lot of motorcycles out now riding. But, man, if you need, you got some good stuff for
that,
I
brought in a lot more of the motorcycle glasses and the wraparounds and that type of thing. Also brought in a bunch of, quite a few more of the silhouettes, which are those rimless frames.
Right.
They're the most comfortable pair of glasses you can ever have.
Wow.
You know, I've been wearing mine since 2014.
All right. Good deal. Well, once again, at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. All right. Now I'll take care of you for all your optical needs. 2233 South Monaco Parkway, their number, 303-321-1578. Alan, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott.
And most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio today. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.